بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اشكار اوف اور بلاوت اونربل دادا شیخ عارف بلہ رومی وقت تبریز دورہ حضرت مولانا شاہ کی محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ. ٹائٹل اس کے وطیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے. سمندر کا ساحل پہاڑوں کا دامن, سمندر کا ساحل پہاڑوں کا دامن, بجز آہ کے کچھ سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے. نہیں ختم ہوتی ہے مجھے مسلسل, نہیں ختم ہوتی ہے مجھے مسلسل, میرے بحر غم کا کنارہ نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے. کوئی خشتی غم کہے نہ خدا بھی, کوئی خشتی غم کہے نہ خدا بھی, میرے موج غم بے سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے. یہ اختر اسی کا ہے جو آپ کا ہے, یہ اختر اسی کا ہے جو آپ کا ہے, نہیں آپ کا جو ہمارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا, اما بعد. This beautiful poem of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Tabrizi Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, who through Allah Ta'ala's fazl and karam, Allah Ta'ala has left Hazrat in this Zamana to teach us the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is why Allah ta'ala created us, that our object and purpose is to gain the ma'rifat of Allah. And the sign of the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that a person falls in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the object of life and enjoyment of life is something else. And Hazrat is teaching us, in order to realize this, that what is the kalima, la ilaha illallah, when a person treads this part of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will reach such heights in the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that now when he recites the kalima la ilaha illallah, then it has got a different meaning. So Hazrat explains here, mere mauj gham be sahara nahi hai, that I have got waves of the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my heart. And it is not that it hasn't got any support. The support of the waves of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which beautifully mashayikh have termed as the gham, the wadi, and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, that concern, and real concern actually in our lives should be, that for a moment I don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the concern we should have all the time. That what am I doing now? Is it in accordance to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is Allah ta'ala happy with me or not? And this we will only learn from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat explains, when you tread this path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will reach that high position in the path of the love of Allah, that now you will realize the kalima is not just that we learned in the nursery class, that La ilaha illallah, there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. But now you will get the loving translation of the kalima, Siwa tere koi sahara nahi, Siwa tere koi hamara nahi. That, oh Allah, besides you, who is there for me? Any person who's got a heart, if your wife, anybody tells you, who is there for me besides you? And if you are a real human being and you got a heart in your bosom, then you will melt and you'll want to do everything for Allah Rabbul Izzat, who was the creator of hearts. When we say, Ya Allah, who is there for me besides you? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala automatically, then Hazrat says, Siwai tere koi hamara nahi. Oh Allah, besides you there is nobody for us. There is nobody for me besides you. It is only you and me alone. And this is what we have to learn in the start of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat explains the great kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why not should only we be for Allah? Because samandar ka sahil, paharo ke daman, bajuz ah ke kuch sahara nahi. Whether you can be sitting at the shore of the ocean, and you look at the huge ocean in front of you, but you on the shore, you think you are in safety lands, or where you are at the lap of a mountain, or beautifully how Allah Ta'ala has created these sceneries, that on the one side is the beautiful ocean, on the other side, right adjacent to it, is the beautiful mountain, and you are in between at the lap of the mountain, looking at the ocean, but as vast as that ocean is, that is just one iota of one small creation of Allah. So a person realizes, bajuz ah ke kut sahara nahi. A person takes a deep sigh and says, Ya Allah, besides you there is nobody for me. What is this ocean? What is this mountain compared to your love? What is this mountain compared to your mercy and your qudrat? So it is only you, O Allah. And a person only turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whether you at the lap of the mountain, whether you at the seashore, you are only thinking of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then how beautifully Allah Hazrat has made a similitude of the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we see one ocean, one which is compared to an iota of the creation of Allah. Nahi khatma hoti hai moje musalsal, mere behre gham ka kinara nahi. That when you look at the oceans and you just think that waves are just coming continuously, all the time the waves are just coming, and like the waves are not going to end. But Hazrat says that I have got the ocean of love in my heart, and this ocean of love is far greater than these atmospheres, the oceans of this world. These are the creation of Allah, and the love of Allah Ta'ala is unlimited. So where can you compare to the waves of the love of Allah in the hearts of the friends of Allah Ta'ala? And that is a different world. We'll only understand when we come in the company of the friends of Allah, and we to learn what we have to do, that is make our zikr, stay away from the disobedience of Allah, then we won't get overtaken with the creation. Whatever we see, we will only see Allah Rabbul Izzat. As Hazrat teaches us this, Ya Allah, whatever I see, let me only see you. And that is what we have to learn here, the kudrat of Allah Ta'ala, the ma'rifat of Allah. Then Hazrat explained so beautifully, koi kashti e gham ka hai na khuda bhi, meri mauj e gham be sahara nahi. Hazrat says they might be in this huge ocean, a ship that is moving, and now a ship that has got, that is going into storms now, and it is in worry, and the ocean has become rough, but it's got a pilot still. And it's hoping that that pilot will steer it out of all that difficulties. But meri mauj e gham be sahara nahi. I have got waves of the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever conditions come, it is not without support. It's got the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever conditions come, a person doesn't get overtaken by the conditions. He knows where the conditions come from.
And so beautifully one person asked, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that if somebody is just shooting arrows at everybody and shooting arrows around, how will I save myself? He said, very easy, just go and stand next to him. So whatever conditions come to us, we should realize it only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then a person won't become despondent. As a human being, you'll have little worry, which is natural worry. But in your heart, you'll have peace and contentment. That this is from Allah Rabbul Izzat. I'm not a person that hasn't got support. Allah is with me all the time. But for this, we have to do the scores of the marifat and learn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then beautifully, Hazrat teaches us that ye akhtar usi ka hai, jo aap ka hai. Nahi aap ka, jo hamara nahi hai. And Hazrat teaches us, when you get this love of Allah ta'ala, now your condition is different. Your way of life is different. And your friends are also different. That ye akhtar usi ka hai, jo aap ka hai. That, oh Allah, I'm only for those who are yours. In other words, that is my company. Only those that are connected, really your lovers, I am for those people. That is, I fit in that company. Or nahi aapka, jo hamara nahi. And whoever is yours, oh Allah, those are my people also. So a person will learn and you will realize that choose who you take your this medicine of the love of Allah Ta'ala from. Not that every person today, we just want to go in any gathering, listen to any bayan. No, we have to see who are the people that are teaching us the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have got the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we will be going in the right direction and gaining the love of Allah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. Continuing the kitab, Fazil Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi. Hayatul Muslimin, chapter number 15. Charity other than zakat. Zakat is farz, a compulsory obligation. One should not feel released from all other acts of charity once zakat is paid. There are many other avenues of charity in which it is essential to spend on various occasions. After having paid zakat, one should not become heartless and refrain from other acts of charity. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, undoubtedly, besides the obligation of zakat, there are other rights too in wealth. In substantiation of this claim, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read the ayat of the Quran, لَيْتَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ. And in this ayat, Allah ta'ala mentions that these people who've got piety, they give money, despite loving money to their family members, the orphans, the poor people, the travelers, those who are asking the beggars, and in freeing slaves. And وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَأَتَ الزَّكَاةَ. And they perform salat and they give zakat. So Allah ta'ala mentions zakat, as well as other forms of charity for special occasions. Assisting those in debt, lending things to others, and other forms of voluntary charitable acts come within the scope of the above verse in a hadith. Things of little value, that is in terms of material wealth, should be merely given without asking for their return. In the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala says, spend in the path of Allah. Who will give a beautiful loan to Allah Ta'ala, that is with sincerity? You can never attain perfect piety until you spend from that wealth which you love. Whatever you spend, Allah knows well. Allah, that jannat has been prepared for those who fear Allah. Such people who spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala in prosperity and in adversity. Verily Allah Ta'ala has purchased the lives and the wealth of the believers in return of for Jannah. Another ayat, and whatever they spend, be it little or much, in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and whatever distance they travel in the path of Allah, are recorded for them, so that Allah Ta'ala grants them the best of rewards for their deeds. Now Allah Ta'ala says, whatever you spend in the path of Allah, He will compensate it. The people of Iman, the pious people, are the ones who feed the orphans and the captives because of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Besides these verses, there are many other ayat which also speak about the virtue of spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala, other than by means of zakat. Some hadith in this regard will now be cited. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O son of Adam, Allah Ta'ala says, O son of Adam, spend in good works, I too shall spend on you. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, beware of the love of wealth, such greed has destroyed people before you. Hazrat Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, spending one dirham in one's lifetime is superior to spending 100 dirhams at the time of one's death. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hasten in charity, for charity prevents the affliction of calamities. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever spends in the path of Allah one date from a halal earning, and Allah accepts only that which is halal, Allah Ta'ala takes it up in His right hand. Allah Ta'ala then increases it manifold until it becomes as huge as a mountain. It's only one date, you will get the reward of a mountain. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, charity does not decrease wealth. Note, as a consequence of giving charity in the path of Allah, one's wealth will either increase by way of an increase in income or by blessings and barakah in one's wealth. Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, never hold any goodness in contempt. Do not look down upon any good actions, even if it be to the extent of meeting a Muslim brother with a smile. Hazrat Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sadaqah in varying degrees is an obligation on every Muslim. The people asked, if someone has no wealth to give, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, earn something by one's labor. Use what has been earned on yourself as well as in sadaqah and charity. The people asked, if someone is unable to work, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let him help by means of his labor someone in need and difficulty. People said, if he is unable to do even this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let him show someone a good act. The people said, if he is unable to even do this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let him not harm anyone. This too is sadaqah for him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described these acts of virtue as sadaqah because of the benefit for others. Like sadaqah benefits others, so too do the acts mentioned in this hadith. These acts have been figuratively described as sadaqah. In actual fact, the actual meaning, sadaqah is to spend wealth in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Refraining from harming others has been described in the hadith as an act of benefit to mankind. This description indicates the great importance of serving others and abstaining from doing anything detrimental and harmful to people. This teaching is indeed a great rahmat and blessing from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq to make amal.